Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us on the WBEN Live Line. Dave, good morning. The House is going to vote today to release the Epstein files. Take us through it. What's going to happen?
In all likelihood, it's going to pass and probably pass with a significant majority, Susan. And this is all coming just literally hours after Donald Trump pulled a full 180 and after months and months of saying there's nothing to see here. The Epstein files, it's a hoax. We don't need to do anything. We don't need to release any more documents. Donald Trump said, go ahead, release the documents. So that's where we stand right now. That is the state of play. The House had basically told Donald Trump a couple of days ago that they have the votes to go ahead and order a release and pass legislation to mandate a release of the Epstein files. Now, it would have had to go to the Senate and it would have had to go to Donald Trump for his signature had the status quo remained in place. And it will still have to go through that process. But now it's going to go through the process with Donald Trump's tacit blessing.
So what happens next? Anything?
Well, what happens next is that the procedure and the process will be the procedure and the process. The Senate will have an opportunity and a crack at this, too. You can expect that there is going to be some debate and that it's likely to not just simply be a rubber stamp here. As we all well know, this has been one of the most all-consuming issues for Donald Trump and one that he's just never been able to truly control. And Donald Trump, if he's good at one thing, it's his ability to get Republicans in line, especially in Congress, and get them to do what he wants them to do. This is the massive exception here in Donald Trump's second term, where he just never was able to get to that point. Didn't happen immediately. It was more of a drip, drip, drip. But the Republicans in Congress, including those led by Marjorie Taylor Greene, basically said, we have to release the Epstein files. Why would we not release the Epstein files? This is Jeffrey Epstein, one of the most, you know, scandalous figures that we've had in the United States for every wrong reason that you could possibly imagine. We owe it to our constituents to go ahead and do this. So many Republicans were just questioning and very kind of befuddled as to why Donald Trump was so resistant to them being released. And obviously, we had a small release of documents back last week that indicated that Jeffrey Epstein had talked in personal terms about Donald Trump. And that seemed to be just something that was a bridge too far for many Republicans to hold back more documents that were going to ostensibly shine light on a very dark situation.
All right, let's say the votes are there. It passes from in the House and then the Senate. The president signs it and they're released. Is this necessarily going to put the issue to rest?
Not necessarily at all. And, people throw around the term conspiracy theory kind of loosely, but this is something that has been so consuming for so many people for years now. And the fires of conspiracy, and some conspiracies are real, have been largely stoked by people very close to Donald Trump, and including Donald Trump himself. Let's remember that in the 2024 presidential election and the lead up to Election Day, Donald Trump then called for the release of the Epstein files. And then in 2025, pulled that 180, only to go 180 back again. And so he's been on both sides of this issue in a very curious way, to say the least. So will it be the end? Almost certainly not. If you have a release of documents with a whole bunch of material, talking hypothetically here, that is completely new, bombshells in there, who knows what ultimately that's going to bring. You could imagine there being more investigations, and there may be names that we've never heard of before that have been involved with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, these are all the things that people are thinking through as to what possibly could be in these government documents about Jeffrey Epstein and the investigations over the years that have been taken into account and done in the direction of Jeffrey Epstein, who, of course, died in 2019.
Well, you know, on tariffs, Dave, the president, you know, initially kind of began this. There was the thought that, okay, tariffs will help us wipe out some of our national debt, or, you know, tariffs could actually replace the federal income tax. Well, now the latest is the president's saying that maybe a lot of people, not everybody, but if you're middle income, moderate income, you can get a $2,000 tariff dividend check, which would perhaps exceed the total cost of all the tariff revenue that the U.S. has gotten in the last year. As affordability becomes now a focus of the president, what's happening to tariff policy?
Well, affordability is key to this, Brian. And what the reality is, and you don't have to take anyone's word for it, all you have to do is look at prices of goods coming from foreign countries, is that some of them, many of them, in some cases, depending on what type of sector of the economy you're looking at, they're going up. And that is causing pain for people, especially as we enter the holiday season. So whether it's sort of basic staples, certain types of food, to industrial products, and just about everything in between, if you're paying more money for it than you did a year ago, then you're going to be upset about this. So Donald Trump is, there's never been a cogent, all-in-one philosophy for how the tariffs were going to work, and work in not just one country or two, but all countries, which is why you've seen tariffs go up, tariffs go down, tariffs go all around. And Donald Trump now talking in terms of, well, for the money that we do have in, what do we do with it? And so we've seen this movie before with other presidents, Democrats and Republicans, where if there's a windfall of money of some sort, the money goes back to the people. If you might remember George W. Bush having sending out checks in the mail that you were the beneficiary of to the tune of $300 or $600. So this is something that is wildly popular with people. Of course, the government's giving you money that you didn't expect. Who's not going to like that? But is it going to be the highest and the best use of that money? Well, that remains to be seen, especially when our national debt is now measured in the tens of trillions of dollars. So that's a big question right now, and a policy question that Republicans in particular, since, of course, they control the House and the Senate, are going to be wrestling with in earnest.
When would those checks potentially be going out?
Unclear as to when that would actually happen. I think logistically, you're probably looking at early next year, but the White House and Congress both have not offered any concrete indication as to whether those checks are even going to go out in the first place. And if they do, when that's actually going to happen.
Well, Dave, thanks as always. Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, joining us live here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.